The Absa Cape Epic, Africa's untamed mountain biking race, kicked off yesterday at the Lowensford Wine Estate, marking 20 years of this iconic race. And to celebrate the milestone, Absa has committed to 20 all-women teams. That means 20 of the 60 teams are all female. And this is as part of Team Absa, hashtag SheUntamed 20 for 20. Now, our own Liesl van der Westhuizen is currently on the ground, keeping an eye on all the action. And she's been doing more than looking this afternoon. She's been doing a spot of riding herself. So let's check in with her and find out how things are going. Liesl, always lovely to have you on the show. Feeling a little bit green with envy as we sit here in an air-conditioned studio and you're out there enjoying the blazing sunshine. Although I guess it might be a little warmer than riders would like it to be today. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Absolutely. At 36 degrees in Solbach in the valley, it really gets super hot. But I know you're going to be envious with what I'm going to tell you next.
Yeah.
I was actually out on the route ahead of the leading men, the leading UCI men. I had to pull off the route because they were coming through past us. We saw Matt Beers. We shouted for him. And I know what a big fan you are of him and his teammates. So that was the start of our morning. 40 riders invited by APSA, 40 female riders.
Yeah.
A lot of newbie riders who've never mountain biked before have been invited for 2 days of riding under the SheUntamed umbrella, experiencing just half of the route daily. So our riders got to do a long distance today of about 90 kilometers, and we got to do about 40 kilometers of the route and experience that.
So, Liesl, I mean, besides the heat, talk to us a little bit more about the experience and physically what it is like to be out there on that route.
Well, I have to tell you, Pippa, we went out on the single track route, and you can actually see it. I'm busy watching it back on the Absa Cape Epic Facebook page. We got to ride the single track and switchback climbs that our elite ladies, men, and the entire field got to ride. And looking at it, I'm going, wow, did I actually ride that? And that was just part of the route. Then we got to get to a water point, which was on the Thirsty Farm, and they actually had a water crossing. So our riders had to cross a bridge over, a floating bridge over the water. And I have to tell you, out of all the Absa Cape Epic riders, only one fell into the water. The rest made it safely across. And just to be out here and experience and see the fierce, we call ourselves the 40 female riders that are out here today. We are the cheerleaders for everyone on the route. We've brought bells, we've got our voices out there just getting people through. But when you see what the race village looks like and you see how busy and the impact it has on the town of Tilbach, it's just incredible to see the knock-on effect from an economy point of view as well. So all the guest houses are full. The race village, I'm standing on the opposite side of the field looking at the race village in front of me. Our riders are coming in, some of our last riders are coming in. And it's another day of Tilbach tomorrow before the route heads off in the next direction.
Let's talk a little bit about the route before we say goodbye. I mean, Liesl, it's early days yet, only stage one today, and I'm looking at the route map and seeing how the elevation starts to climb in the days ahead. It's still kind of I don't want to say a warm-up phase, because even a warm-up phase at the Cape Epic is something quite serious. But, what lies ahead for the pack, and is it too early to sort of give us any sense of who is looking really strong and impressive and like a contender for victory?
Well, I have to tell you, it's been 2 out of 2 for the Ghost Factory Racing team. Anna Terpstra and Nicole Kohler, they took the stage one win today in the Aramex women's category.
Okay.
And yesterday they took the prologue. So definitely someone we can keep an eye on. The men's race, you know what it's like. It's only stage one. We never know what we're going to get there. But there's still, it's 16,500 meters of climbing over the next 6 days still to go. And it's just under 550 kilometers still to go. So there's going to be a lot of climbing. The weather is also going to be playing, hopefully, in the favor. Still hot tomorrow out in Tilbach. And then we're going to see on stage 4, 3,000 meters of climbing. I think that's going to be the one that gets into Wellington and around Wellington. That's going to be a tough stage.
Yeah.
Stage 6 on Saturday, 2,400 meters of climbing. Whew. And on your last day, 2,000 meters of climbing over only 67 kilometers as you get to that finish line.
Just so in case it hadn't felt real.
Conquering the untamed.
It's just an extraordinary undertaking to even think about entering. So, Liesl, thank you so much for giving us a sense of what it's like to be out there as we imagine all of those riders in this terrible heat. But lovely that you've had the opportunity to have that experience of being on the round, surrounded by fellow female riders. And thanks for giving us that snapshot. We look forward to touching base with you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Pippa. We'll chat in the week.
Keep strong. In the meantime, Liesl van der Veste is our colleague from KFM, who's had such an exciting time being part of the hashtag SheUntamed 20 for 20 activities out at the Cape Epic. I'll be checking in with her again tomorrow for live action from the event. And just a reminder, you can also visit cape-epic.com for more information. The Absa Cape Epic, brave the untamed.